Estate planning is something everyone is concerned about. When to do it, when not to do it. Bridget Finke is with us now. She's with Valley Crossing Law Offices, and she's actually out of the Baldwin office. And Bridget, we've talked last month about the family dynamic and starting when you're younger. Me, myself, I have two young kids and still in younger ages, but now is the time to start up. But there's also another side we kind of got to look at. It's not just mom, dad, and the kids. It's also dad, mom, stepmom, kids, stepkids. We're kind of in a new area there where that's the new normal in a lot of families.
Absolutely. The laws don't always fit with the way our families are structured now.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the biggest, I think, surprises to people who are in blended families is that often those husbands and wives, regardless of if they have kids of, you know, his, hers, and ours, tend to think that when the first of them passes away, well, of course, everything is going to go to my spouse, right? Because, you know, everything automatically goes to my spouse. And it's often a big surprise to people that that's not necessarily the case.
So what happens sometimes is it, you know, if the husband goes and passes away, does it go to the first wife or to the new wife? Or do you have to reset that up? Or I guess, how does the law work?
So the way the law works, I mean, first of all, there's plenty of husbands and wives who, through the titling of their assets, have made sure that they're going to go to each other. So they have joint bank accounts. So when one of them dies, the other one becomes the owner. They've titled their house in joint tenancy or maybe survivorship marital property. So then when one of them passes away, the other one will get that asset. But for those assets that maybe are titled just in the name of one spouse, if they haven't done any planning, they don't have a will. Really, the state of Wisconsin has made a will for you, which is often a surprise to people. And it's the intestacy laws. So, you know, sometimes people say, well, I have to have a will or everything will go to the government. That's not true. The way the law is set up is that we're going to look for your closest living relatives. And it's only if we can't find any of those people or we don't have any of those people where things would escheat to the state. And so the law says, in a traditional family, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we've only been married to each other and we only have kids from this relationship, then when the first of us dies, everything goes to spouse. And when we're both gone, then it goes equally to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what people tend to think about. But then there's the issue, though, of what if all of our children aren't from our relationship? What if maybe husband has brought a premarital child mm-hmm. into the relationship? Well, if husband passes away, then the law says basically half to spouse, half to the kids. And so that would be his premarital child plus whatever children they have
together.
Exactly. And so that can be a big shock when perhaps husband owned the house before they got married. So it's only in his name. And never went in and retitled anything. And, you know, sometimes people say, well, but I mean, we refinanced and we both signed on the mortgage. Doesn't matter. It's the title of that house that controls.
That's scary to think about that.
It's a huge surprise to people. And the thing is, it's something that is very simple to fix through estate planning.
Mm-hmm. What if you have premarital kids on both sides and then they have children together?
Mm-hmm.
That's something we've seen a lot, too, where I have mine, you have yours, and now we have two, three, one together.
Mm-hmm.
How does that get divvied up then?
Same deal where you're looking at the spouse who's passed away. So back to us picking on killing off the husband in this scenario. In that instance, if he's the first to die, it's still going to go half the wife and half to his children only. So her children wouldn't get anything when he passed away. But the theory is now, she, you know, wife has half those assets. And then if she chooses to include her children when she passes away, they can do that that way. But I mean, certainly when it comes to those blended families, sometimes equally between the kids, you know, how are you defining the kids? Where is the wealth of that marriage coming from? Just like we say often with farm estate planning, equal isn't necessarily fair. You know, that we tend to be much more out of the box when it comes to those blended family scenarios.
I've heard of the term common law marriage. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think if you're together 7-10 years, you are considered married through common law. You didn't sign the paper, your names are still the same, but you are considered together. in that case, it would still go to that person's children. Could they overthrow the suppose, you know, the technically spouse, even though they're not married? It's common law. Would they be completely out?
No common law marriage in Wisconsin.
No common law in Wisconsin? No,
so it does not matter how long you've been living together. You are not considered a legal heir. And okay. So, you know, there's plenty of folks that are choosing not to get married for a variety of reasons, but often still have this thought that, well, if I die, well, of course I want, you know, longtime girlfriend who's been living in this house for 15 years to get that asset. You better do some estate planning if that's what you want to have happen, because the default of the law is all about blood. And so it's not the steps, it's not the relationship, it's not who deserves or what's fair. The law just says blood. And so if you want to alter the law, you do that through your planning, your documents.
You know, I've seen shows and different things, that scenarios that have happened. And, you know, we watch a TV show or a movie, we laugh about it. And we're like, oh, that's kind of funny, where one person marries a very younger person, and there's children from that one spouse that are older than the new spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Can they overthrow the new spouse? Being that even though it's 50-50, you know, they get half mm-hmm. and the new spouse gets half,
mm-hmm.
could they somehow come in and say, this is ours? You don't have a right to it because this was our mom's or dad's before you came along.
Mm-hmm. That's where the Wisconsin's marital property law and classification of assets becomes really important. And so there often could be a fight because there's presumptions about the assets brought to marriage being individual. And then what they acquire once they're married being marital. But then things get messy when things start getting mixed. And so also the presumption of the law. So let's say we've got 100 grand in a bank account, right, earning interest. And that's what they brought to marriage. Well, as soon as they get married, the presumption is that any income off of that is marital. So if it's earning interest, now we've got marital money in the same account as individual money, which that could be traced outright. But what happens now? We made a withdrawal.
Mm-hmm.
Whose money are we withdrawing? Are we withdrawing the individual that first went in there? Are we withdrawing the interest? And so as soon as it gets mixed and messy, well, now you're off to marital property. And that's why often in those kind of scenarios, people have premarital property agreements where they pre-agree that these certain assets, these certain things are going to be mine, and I'm free to give them to who I want when I die, and these assets are going to be yours. And so then that classification determines what your will or your trust even controls in the first place.
You know, we talk estate planning. What if you own like a big facility, like if it's not a dairy farm or a beef farm, where you have thousands of acres, thousands of animals, and in that will or in your estate planning, you mm-hmm. say, I want number one to get this, number two to get that, number three.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a clashing between all of them. Is that, can you say this is law because I said I want number one to have this and number two to have that? Or can they work it out together? Is that kind of what estate planning does too?
Estate planning is putting in writing the wishes of what that person who owns that asset is doing. And so if they say this one gets this 40 acres and that one gets that 40 acres, then that's what happens. Often people aren't doing that very explicit, you get this, you get that kind of planning, because the problem with that is you got to be really mindful then. What if you sell one of those 40s?
Mm.
And really, the law would say if you're giving a what's called a specific bequest, you're getting a specific thing at death, if it's not there, it just goes away. It's not like you get a replacement 40. You don't get money for that 40. And so then you have to be really mindful of if you change your assets to update your plan. And so then because of that, more often people will just say, you know, equal, or, you know, divide this equally between these people. And that's then where you've got a little more flexibility after death to decide how you make that equal. But it really is a common misperception that, well, we can do whatever we want so long as we agree. Well, no, really, your personal representative's job is to administer the estate according to the rules of the game contained in your will. And if after the fact you want to trade, you want to give things to each other, you can sure do that. But the family doesn't get the luxury of rewriting the will after mm-hmm. the fact.
Boy, there is a lot of stuff to think about it with estate planning.
Absolutely.
And we're just still touching the iceberg on it.
For sure.
Well, Bridget, thank you so much for coming in. And if somebody's interested in estate planning, how can they get a hold of you at Valley Crossing Law Offices?
You can check us out on valleycrossinglaw.com or give us a call at 715-688-4045.
And you will straighten them out and tell them how it is.
We will help them identify and solve their problems. Yep.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Bridget.
Thanks, Kristen.
That's Bridget Finke with Valley Crossing Law Office out of the Baldwin office.